I have a Jeopardy question.
What is it? Is it a word? What the meaning of a word is?
The answer is me. Question: who gets demanded to do a podcast on 2 hours sleep and does it?
Oh my gosh!
Hell yeah!
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Carrillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Hey, Jeff, you know what? So yesterday I went out to dinner with my sister Marlene and a client.
Right.
I went to a really nice a restaurant here in Long Island.
I know where you went.
I know, but it's like, how come, and I probably should know this answer, okay? How come there are some restaurants, when you order a glass of wine, they literally pour it to the rim, okay?
Right.
Then there's other restaurants, like the one I went to yesterday. I mean, I know.
That's a classy joint. You're not there to get drunk, yeah, so they don't give you a
it's
giant
literally
pour.
Two fingers.
Right.
Two finger pour.
Yeah.
Literally
that's how
two
we used to
pour.
Measure weed years ago.
What?
When you'd buy weed as a kid. Not that I did that young, but I remember
people. Who bought weed as a kid?
No, but like when people are 16, 17, they'd be like,
yeah.
How many fingers is it? They'd give you there was like, how many fingers of weed?
Are you serious?
Yeah, but I remember hearing that from somebody, but not my family members and not me.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of wine, though, there's a job, and I'm trying to find it right now because I'm just like so backed up right now. That's a dream job. I think you're going to go to an island.
Oh, you live at a winery?
Yes, at a winery. I'm trying to find a story. Keep talking.
No, it's much fun, though. The moment you realize that you're working, it's not as much fun.
What do you mean?
As you think it is.
What do you mean?
When you have to drink for a living, it's probably not as much fun. And by the way, the place that gives you a whole glass of wine,
yeah,
that's like crap wine, and that's Joe's Bar and Grill. And by the way, if there is a Joe's Bar and Grill listening, I don't mean you. You're Joe's
Well,
Bar
we went
and Grill.
To a restaurant the other day, and it's one of those... It's a chain, okay,
yeah.
Yes, because we have Jackson.
It rhymes with Mapplebee's.
Really, Jeff?
Yeah.
Really?
I got to tell you something. It was
good. But you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to support our little restaurants, you know?
Well,
you know I mean?
They're a giant chain, a billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah,
we're
but
trying
Jeff,
to keep ours in business.
Yeah, because that whole stretch of stores where Applebee's is...
It's sad, right?
It's sad.
Everything's going out of business.
It's closed down. I mean, Nordstrom Rack, Carter's.
Stupid millennials don't like stores. We don't like brick and mortar.
Well,
we're going to sit on our ass and hum an order from Amazon and make Jeff Bezos rich.
But you know what? So a couple weeks ago, I went to Nordstrom Rack and I said, well, what's with the lack of clothing here? Lack of shoes, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what their answer was?
We're closing.
We are. No. They weren't closing then.
Oh, they want you to buy online.
They want you to. They're trying to encourage online shopping.
Who knew that the shipping business? My father was ahead of his time. My dad shopped via catalog for years.
You did, right?
Oh, my God. My mother used to go crazy because my father bought this clothes. I forgot the name of the clothing company. They're still in business, but my mother hated the clothes. It was like crappy. Like, she just didn't like it. I forgot the name of the catalog. I have to ask my mom.
Oh, my God.
She'll remember.
Do you hear about this, Jeff? Hispanic businesses threaten Coca-Cola with boycott after Coca-Cola closes the Office of Latin Affairs.
They closed the Office of Latin Affairs?
What?
Really?
You know what? I'm not drinking Coke. I'm not even drinking Diet Coke now.
They surrendered to Inca Cola. That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh. Inca Colas. I don't know if you guys have ever tried it. That's a soda from Peru.
Right.
Oh my, you've tried it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's very, very, very
sweet.
Very,
right?
It's good. But if you're from Peruvian, I mean, you have to drink Inca Cola.
But that's like Mexican Coke is sweeter than regular Coke.
Is it really?
Yeah, they sell Mexican. You can buy Mexican Coke.
I didn't know that.
They sell it in they sell Mexican Coke in Walgreens. Isn't
yes,
that
you're
weird?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
you're right. Hey, look.
What?
Jeff.
I don't mean cocaine, by the way. I mean Mexican Coke. If you want to buy Mexican Coke, you have to talk to our friend Wabin. Give him a buzz.
Jeff,
I'm kidding. Wabin's not a drug dealer.
No, please. Jeff, so...
People know I'm joking.
Do you consider yourself very in shape?
No.
Okay.
Am I out of shape? Yeah, but am I horribly out of shape? No. A couple weeks at the gym, a good diet...
If you had a dog,
yeah,
I know you'd be
fine.
When we had Teddy, you were walking all the time. So I think it's time to buy a dog. Yeah, time to buy
adopt.
A dog.
We
adopt
don't
a dog.
It,
yes, adopt a dog.
Jeff, I adopted a dog yesterday. We're close.
We are so close, Little Shelter. We're really, really close. I want to talk about them because Little Shelter, they're on Long Island, but they do a lot of good. They do a lot of good.
They do good.
Yeah, a lot of those. And there's other adoption
Oh, there's North Shore. There's the town shelters.
And
town of Huntington, town of Oyster Bay.
Teddy came from a shelter.
Teddy
so, you
came
know,
from town of Oyster Bay. So did my dog Foxy.
Yes, you're right. So I'm asking you why, if you're in shape or not. So what is the
Why?
biggest turn on for singles? What kind of body is the biggest turn on for singles in the pandemic sex era?
A couple extra pounds.
Well, more specifically, you're there, you're there.
A gut.
Dad bods.
Yeah, I was gonna say a dad gut.
Dad
A
bods
dad gut.
are turning single women on.
I must be like a catch then. Although I don't have the total dad bod, do I?
You got the belly. You got the belly.
Yeah, but not a huge one.
No. You don't have that,
I'm
you know.
type 2 diabetic, so we tend to what's the term? We not bulge. What do you call it when you bloating?
Yeah, you get blown. So you
So
know
my
what?
stomach will stick
Jeff
out, you know?
can go to I'll see him at night. He goes to bed, flat stomach. In the morning, it's like he's 9 months pregnant. I don't
Yeah,
get it.
well, eight. I don't know about nine.
I don't get that though with you.
That's how it works. It's type 2 diabetes, which is can be the bad diabetes. Well, one is worse apparently, but
Yeah, of course, because you're
two
born with it. Yeah, you're
yeah
born with it.
two is treatable.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
can you can you
Yeah, of
can lose
course,
you
yeah.
can lose two.
Yeah, you can lose
You
two.
can lose two.
So I have to mention this.
Dad
Of
bod.
course, the
Wow.
royals are back in the
Oh
media.
no. Oh no.
Not queen, not the queen. So apparently they say that Prince Charles and William have both spoken to the, you know, Harry, Prince. Well,
Oh.
he's not a prince anymore, but Harry, okay?
Right.
But supposedly Kate Middleton refuses to talk to Meghan Markle.
Oh, she made the black remark.
Oh,
That's her.
yeah.
She should be with that Buffalo
No,
radio
no,
host
no,
I
no,
told you
no.
about.
But you saw that Meghan threw under the bus at the interview when Oprah interviewed her.
Yeah,
She goes,
I
"Oh,
remember
we've
she
all,
said.
yeah." I think she said, "Oh, my sister-in-law, you know, Kate, you know, she was known as Katie Wadey because she was like she really wanted to marry the prince and he wasn't marrying her, wasn't
Okay,
proposing
because she
her."
was waiting.
Yeah,
Oh, that's cute.
that's not nice though.
That's not bad.
That's like saying you're desperate to marry
Katie
somebody.
Wadey.
So they said, but they said that William also will not let Kate speak to Meghan because he says it's very overprotective because now they're scared if they say anything, they're gonna go on Oprah again.
Really?
Yeah.
Show up on Oprah one more
Yeah,
time. Oh,
exactly. Let's
that's
talk about you know their dirty
wow.
laundry, you know. So anyway.
The only Harry I like is this one.
No, I love this
When
song.
you said Harry, I'm like, I think of Harry Styles right away. I'm just scratching. Yeah,
Jeff,
I was gonna, yeah, I was.
you told me a story this morning. I'm running to Starbucks real quick to get Jeff a coffee and myself a green tea lemonade, and then Jess says, "We got to talk about the story." You said a man was fired. Where was it?
This
In Buffalo?
Buffalo, yeah, this
Yeah.
Buffalo radio host got fired. I mean, you
Radio
know,
host?
he was a radio guy.
Oh
He
gosh.
owns a comedy club, so I guess he thought he could say anything on the air.
Yeah.
Apparently, Buffalo is a very white city, and you know, when you know, New York's a melting pot.
Yeah, of course.
People can kind of take jokes around here
Yeah.
about ethnicity a little bit better. You know, that's not fully acceptable anymore. But you can't get on the air and compare African American women's skin to the settings on your toaster.
Oh my
That's just
God.
not allowed,
Are you
okay?
stupid?
Yeah,
Are you stupid?
he said he would never go for a Serena Williams, but he'd go for a Halle Berry. He was like going for like skin tone jokes. Holy
Oh,
crap.
you're a radio host?
Holy
You're
crap, man.
stupid. Oh, okay, that's a
Wow.
stupid. You're an idiot.
Wow.
You should know
I mean, it
better.
might, you know, in a comedy club, you'd probably get some moans and groans, but you get the
Yeah,
freedom to
but
say
this
more
is
things.
yeah, but
But
you're a
wow.
radio host? Are you stupid? Okay.
By
Jeff.
the way, I'm white bread. See, that's okay, right? That's
Yeah.
perfectly okay.
Jeff, Amazon slammed for denying workers were forced to pee in bottles. This is a rumor that a lot of workers are saying that there are no pee breaks. They have to go in a
Really?
bottle. That's the
Was it,
rumor.
my question, is it a wide mouth bottle or one of those little thin bottles? Because I've tried to urinate in a bottle.
Well, you have because remember once we were going down to where were we going to Georgia or
Yeah, the
for
devil
a
went down to
family?
Georgia, you know.
Remember a reunion for your family?
Yeah.
And then you really had to go. I'm like, okay, we're not stopping. Then you pull out a Snapple bottle, remember?
Snapple's okay. My penis can fit in the sna into the into
Yeah,
the into a Snapple bottle, but anybody's penis, unless you know, can fit in a Snapple bottle. But it's tough when you try to go into another bottle. You know, when I went to go see Zac Brown alone at the Meadowlands,
yeah.
I was stuck in traffic at the Lincoln Tunnel for like 40 minutes, and all I had was a cup in the car.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not easy to like you gotta understand, being a man, you can't pee in certain positions.
Yeah.
You have to. Your body's gotta be like comfortable.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to like elevate my butt off the.
Did you go?
Off the bench of the car.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Did you spill anything?
Yeah, I think people next to me saw me too. The whole time I'm like riding around with salty fingers. It was disgusting.
Hey, listen, congratulations to.
It was like watermelon sugar.
What?
Oh, sorry, wrong. I went to the wrong.
Yes.
Don't worry. Once we get a new piece of equipment, I'll never make another mistake.
Bendy Irwin has given birth to her first child.
Really? Named
Grace
after the father?
Warrior Irwin Powell.
Really, Grace Warrior.
Grace
Didn't you
Warrior.
Tell me about a weird name the other day on the podcast?
Monster. Remember Monster? Little Monster.
Monster,
yeah.
Galileo.
Yeah, Monster. Yeah, the parents were I think the nurse, reported them. To child
really?
Services, yeah.
But you can't, I mean, people name their kid
Who's
going
to name their child Monster? God, that's horrible.
They'll call him Monty. Hmm? They'll call him Monty.
No,
or something.
No.
Yeah, so congrats to Bindi.
Yeah.
No, she took over the father's, like, whole thing there.
Yeah, so the brother, her, and the mom, they took over everything.
They run the zoo, right? Is it a zoo or a nature park?
It's a zoo,
park?
Yeah, it's a zoo in Australia.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Crikey.
40% of adults are embarrassed by this because their parents gave it to them.
40% of the bad because their parents gave
it to
them.
When you're first born, what do your parents give you?
Your name?
Yeah, very good.
Some people don't like
Not
their name.
Not your name, your middle name.
Oh, middle name.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like my name, Elizabeth.
That's cute. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I gave Jackson a second middle name. Did
yes.
I tell you?
What? Not Shane?
No, I gave him another one in there.
What?
Jackson Shane Harrison Jensen.
Harrison?
Yeah.
That was one of the names we were thinking about giving him a no.
My mother said, really? Why? She doesn't sound like that either, by the way. My mom does not sound like that.
What else is going on, Jeff? Anything else?
Oh, happy Passover to everybody, which
oh,
starts
yeah, right.
this week, this mm-hmm. weekend. So if you're celebrating. There's Latino Jews, right? Isn't Geraldo Rivera?
I don't know, is he? I don't know.
Jerry Rivers? There was no
I don't know. I don't know any.
Isn't Geraldo Puerto Rican and Jewish?
You worked with him, didn't you?
No, I worked with Curtis Sliwa.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's, by the way, birthday it is today.
Oh, Curtis Sliwa? Oh, good.
Yeah, Curtis must be 65.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's 65.
Jeff, temperature is the number one argument in the office. What's number two?
Perfume.
Nope. You got, you're close, though. You're close.
Body odor.
No, you're close.
Bad breath.
No.
Close. Farting.
Smelly something.
Smelly something?
Mm-hmm.
Armpits. Hair.
Nothing to do with your body.
Really?
No.
Food.
Food, yes. Very good, yes.
Oh, we used to have a rule when I worked at a radio station. You weren't allowed to heat up fish.
Oh, my God,
in
no.
the microwave.
I remember, Jeff, when I worked, where was I? Shadow traffic, all right?
Yeah.
It was years ago, but we had a girl. Always eating broccoli.
A girl?
It's a girl. A girl. That's what Jackson says. And there's a girl that I see every now and then when we go to lunch. We'll sit down somewhere and always has eggs. Always has eggs. And she heats them up first. Hard-boiled
eggs.
Eggs
smell horrible.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Isn't it weird when you cook them for breakfast, they smell good? But
well,
when you're
I don't eat
them
breakfast anymore. I don't eat eggs anymore. I told you guys why.
I know.
Yeah.
Buy Just. It's called. I bought Just.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just is fake eggs. It's made out of mung beans.
Anything else going on before we get out of here?
Oh, we're going already?
We're going because I have to run and do some things. But
you
anything
know,
else going on?
I was
going
to say, you know, I've been watching TV lately. A bunch of TV lately. TV is on a crime kick. If you haven't noticed, America's Most Wanted is back.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 30 of these crime stories that are on TV right now where they examine, cases.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Serial killers, all these cults. They've got this thing called, this thing on the internet called, I don't want to say fuck.
You just said it.
Don't fuck with cats. Hunting an internet killer. Three episodes that begin with internet sleuths trying to find the creator of some horrible online cat videos turned into a search for a failed porn star who killed a Chinese student, severed his feet and hands.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I mean, there's so many of these things. Diabolical bank heist people.
They're trying to bring, I guess, different kind of shows. Yeah. You know?
And did you see, and speaking of nothing, the front cover of today's Post, glazed and confused, Biden's press conference, he was kind of stumbly. You notice we're so used to Trump. The difference is that I can defend Biden. The difference is that he had all these cards in front of him. He had the names of the reporters he was calling on.
Mm-hmm.
one by one, like, and he apparently he knew the questions in advance.
Yeah.
And he was still kind of stumbling along a little bit. You know, he wasn't exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel bad for him.
The difference is he's telling the truth. The reason Trump could be so good at this and just speak to the press all the time is because he was just making shit up out of his head.
Exactly.
That's not true. Trump was just saying anything, you know?
Did you hear Biden yesterday announce he is running again in 4 years?
Yeah. Well, he sort of hedged his bet a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And in the, you know who was, and you know who this is? You said you, oh, I was going to echo, it didn't work. Hello? Oh, there we go. I was going to do my Kamala Harris screaming, you said you wouldn't run in 4 years. Oh, she definitely thinks he's not going to run.
Oh, really? No, she I don't think, know. She might run. She might run.
Oh, please, if he doesn't run?
Yeah, I don't know.
The guy in Florida is going to run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
This is as deep as we go into politics here in the show.
Yeah,
everybody.
No more. Hey, guys, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Carrillo. We're not leaving yet. I just want to let them know if you want to advertise. What else is going on, Jeff?
Want to advertise? Not much, Carolina. Oh, New York. New York legalized pot yesterday.
Wow, woohoo. I'm surprised you didn't mention that. It's the first story.
No, I'm not as fascinated by marijuana as I used to be.
But
it's a $4 billion industry they're creating, and they're going to have lounges where you can sit around and apparently get stoned.
Really? I doubt you can get stoned. You could probably smoke, but I don't think you'd just sit there all day and do nothing. Just
probably.
Smoke all
and,
day.
And then they have another room with beds in it.
Really?
You just pass out. I mean, you know.
There's no restaurant?
I don't know. There's different strains of weed, you know, Carolina.
Yeah,
some
yes,
makes
I do.
You tired.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some makes you up and makes you feel up and, you know, alive.
I didn't know that.
But, and the thing is, medical pot is different than these dispensaries that they're going to have. They claimed that by January of next year, so January of 2022, some of these places are going to open. You want to open a place and get rich?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Hey, listen, before we're out of here, I just want
Carolina's Weed Palace.
Yeah, exactly. Before we're out of here, I got a letter the other day from a girl, okay? A girl. She said that, well, during the pandemic, all right? She's been married 5 years, okay?
Uh-huh.
During the pandemic, they didn't have no kids, her and her husband. But she was home, what, for how many months, Jeff? Were we home?
Oh, we've been home. I mean, some people have been home for a year.
Yeah. So,
I haven't been at my office since March of last year.
Yeah. So
over a year now.
Really?
My work anniversary is coming up. My 4 year work anniversary.
So Jeff, get this, Jeff. So
yes,
she's
Karen.
Telling me that during the pandemic time, she got really sick of her husband. She got really sick of him.
Because she was around him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why some marriages work.
Yeah. So she asked us, you think there's now that they're back at their jobs? Well, she's still home, she's working from home. The husband's going out more and, you know, he's traveling.
Yeah, things are sort of getting back to some.
So she wants to know our advice. Is there any hope for her marriage?
No. I will have an affair with you if you'd like. My wife gives me permission to sleep with you.
No. Give it a chance.
Are you hot? Are you skinny? Are you fat?
I don't know. She's in Kentucky.
I don't really care. I'll take anything.
She's
at this
Hispana,
point.
But married to un Americano. They live in Kentucky.
I'm in Kentucky.
What are you doing in Kentucky?
What's it like to be the only Hispanic in Kentucky?
That's like me when I moved to our town in Long Island. I was like,
what, the first town?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, that's white.
That's all Jewish.
Where we are now is mixed.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right? But anyway, hey, listen, guys, so yeah, give it a chance, girl. Give it a chance.
We have a black family in this neighborhood, don't we?
I don't know. I think we do.
There's a
couple. Spanish.
There's
too.
A bunch around here.
Our neighbor's Spanish, yeah.
Our neighbor's Spanish?
Yeah.
Where?
This guy right here?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't speak Spanish, though, but he's Spanish.
He's a white wife. Right?
I don't know.
She's whiter than me. She is very white.
Hey, guys, we're out of here.
On the toaster setting.
We're out of here.
She's unplugged.
Yeah.
Plug the toaster in. Oh, my God, that cough.
516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Carrillo. We're out of here, guys. Love you. We'll see you back on next week, okay?
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll go out on watermelon sugar. How's that?
Do it.
516-637-3254. That's the wrong song again. 516-637-3254. 516-637-3254 if you want to get in touch. jj.dj.online.net. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, right? I don't know if you can hear that. That's not recording for some reason. The music isn't coming out. That's weird. All right. Well, if you can't hear the music, that's all right. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.